Today's News at Noon is sponsored by ET Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years, they are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 41 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Majority Leader Mike Johnson talking about the cabinet appointments of Elise Stefanik and Mike Waltz that President-elect Trump has named from the House of Representatives so far.
President Trump fully understands and appreciates the math here, and it's just a numbers game. We believe we're going to have a larger majority than we had last time. It's too early to handicap it, but we're optimistic about that.
Johnson says Republicans are ready to deliver the incoming president's agenda after his election victory. Final counting not yet done in the House of Representatives, but the Republicans will take control of the Senate. Sentencing in President-elect Trump's hush money payments trial delayed. The judge in that case giving prosecutors more time to recommend what to do now that Trump will be president again. A federal judge has struck down a new requirement that the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom by January 1st. The new law was passed by the state's GOP-dominated legislature earlier this year. This is ABC News. At least 35 people have been killed and dozens more are hurt after a car plowed into a crowd exercising in southern China. Police say the 62-year-old driver was upset over a divorce settlement. Russian forces are set to strike more areas in eastern Ukraine in the same part of the country as country's biggest power plant. That's what sources are telling ABC News. Here's ABC's Ian Pannell.
President Zelensky confirming 50,000 troops are fighting to drive Ukraine from the border area of Russia that it controls. But Ukrainian soldiers who took over this Kursk region are resisting hard. Thousands of North Korean soldiers, though, are also in the area, and they're expected to join the fight as the two nations sign this defense pact. Meanwhile, Russia advancing on two key areas in eastern Ukraine, but sustaining huge losses. Western officials estimate that as many as 1,500 are now being killed or wounded every single day.
Still on the loose in South Carolina, 13 monkeys escaped from a breeding facility. 30 have been captured. Sherry Preston, ABC.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Total Protect, BL Signs, ET Foods, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 41 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for cool conditions with a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the upper 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly with a low of 34. And tomorrow, mainly cloudy and breezy, a 50% chance of light rain by late afternoon tomorrow, a high of 51. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 23, we're at our high so far for the day of 41 degrees.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Their cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call them at 739-4440. Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be, too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. It's nearly a week after Election Day, and Senate candidate Eric Hovde has not conceded. Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin is leading by about 30,000 votes, and the race has been called by most outlets. There is speculation about a potential recount request, which Hovde would be required to fund if pursued. President Joe Biden recently apologized on behalf of the federal government to Native American families and communities for the country's history of sending indigenous children to boarding schools. The U.S. government removed Native children from their families by force and placed them in boarding schools where they lost connections to their culture and language. Children were routinely beaten for not speaking English, and many were killed. Wisconsin had at least 11 of these schools. This program started in 1819 and ended in 1969. Cheryl Crazy Bull leads the American Indian College Fund.
I feel like when you acknowledge something, you take a step toward healing that. You can't really have reconciliation unless people acknowledge that harm was done.
A bill making its way through the U.S. House would create a Truth and Healing Commission similar to efforts in South Africa after apartheid. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley proposed an additional $3 billion in investment to schools. Underley's proposal includes increasing special education reimbursement to 90%, provide per-pupil adjustments to revenue limits, limit property tax increases, index revenue limits to inflation for the first time in 15 years, and fund several grant programs. Underley says the investments would reduce the number of referendums for operating costs in local communities by having the state step up to its responsibilities. The Department of Public Instruction's overall budget request, expected to be released in full later this month, will propose more than $4 billion towards K-12 public education. The Richland School District has a number of students requesting to enroll in courses through the university system and technical college system. Students must have a study hall built into their schedule in each quarter per approved college class. There are three classifications depending on whether the district offers a comparable course. If there is no comparable course that fulfills the graduation requirement, or if there is no comparable credit and does not fulfill graduation requirements. If students choose to take a course not approved, the family can pay for the course and have the credit transferred back with a pass or fail grade. These courses not approved would not be applied to the student's GPA, but can be applied toward graduation requirements. The estimated cost to the district is $100 per credit. The board unanimously approved the request of 20 students at last night's Richland School District board meeting. The board also approved a commemorative tree planting and bench placement in memory of Bob Rosencrans. Bob was a biology and AP environmental science teacher at RCHS from 1990 until 2015, and then continued to substitute teach once he retired until 2020. He was a nature lover and conservationist, teaching all that he could about the natural world to everyone who stepped into his classroom. In 2006, he plotted out and started a half-acre prairie that sits below the softball field on Hornet High Drive. He used the prairie as an opportunity to take his students out of the classroom in order to implement hands-on teaching. Once he retired in 2015, the prairie started to get overgrown due to the lack of attention due to Bob's frontotemporal degeneration that he was starting to suffer from and would ultimately be diagnosed with in August of 2020, finally dying from the disease on September 3rd of this year. His son Brock will restore the prairie as well as plant a bur oak tree that has been gifted in his memory. Along with planting of the bur oak, he will place two Leopold benches around the tree and prairie. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Office of School Safety today released the 2023-24 annual report for Speak Up, Speak Out. Speak Up, Speak Out is a free statewide threat reporting tip line available to all Wisconsin schools. Speak Up, Speak Out also serves as the hub that connects all Office of School Safety initiatives and the entry point where schools can access comprehensive services offered by the Office of School Safety, as well as local, state, and national partners. Speak Up, Speak Out received 5,270 tips during the 2023-24 school year, a more than 40% increase from the previous school year. Since the inception of Speak Up, Speak Out in 2020, bullying has consistently been the number one tip. It is also common nationally for bullying to be the most reported tip. Awareness of these incidents helps schools intervene early before grievances and upsets can lead children down a pathway to violence. Numerous students across Wisconsin have contacted Speak Up, Speak Out each year since its inception, reporting concerns resulting in safer school communities. The significant increase in tips and the rich dialogue that many students have with Speak Up, Speak Out staff indicate that the program has earned a reputation among youth as a safe, accessible, and credible place to report concerns. The 2023-24 annual report reflects the Office of School Safety's comprehensive approach to prioritizing preventing violence in our schools and when crisis events do arise, responding appropriately to mitigate trauma and get students back to learning more quickly. The Office of School Safety assisted several schools with crisis response and recovery during the 2023-24 school year. The Office of School Safety also offers a variety of free training concerning violence prevention, protection, mitigation, crisis response, and recovery. These include training for behavioral threat assessment and management, standard response protocol, and the standard reunification method. From September 1, 2023 to August 31, 2024, the Office of School Safety provided standard response protocol and standard reunification method training to 838 people from 98 public school districts, private schools, and tribal schools, 55 law enforcement agencies, and 28 other agencies, such as emergency management, EMS, fire, city administration, bus companies, and other community agencies. An attorney representing a prosecutor is struggling to convince Wisconsin's Supreme Court reactivate the state's 175-year-old abortion ban. Republicans have argued that the U.S. Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade in 2022 reactivated the ban. But Attorney General Josh Call won a ruling from a Dane County judge last year that the ban prohibits feticide, not abortion. Prosecutor Daniel Ermansky has asked the Supreme Court to overturn that decision. His attorney, Matthew Tomei, told the justices during oral arguments Monday that the ban was never repealed. Justice Jill Karofsky told Tomei that he was asking the court to sign a death warrant for women and children in Wisconsin. An expensive campaign by abortion rights advocates for state Supreme Court seats has yielded mixed results. Candidates backed by progressive groups won seats in Montana and Michigan in Tuesday's election. At the same time, Republicans expanded their majority on Ohio's court. One of the most heated and closely watched court races in North Carolina remained too early to call 2 days after the election. Groups on both the right and the left spent millions in the lead-up to the election. Experts have said the spending shows how much the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling overturning Roe v. Wade has transformed state court races. The Social Security Administration announced a large step in a multi-year effort to simplify processes for people who are applying for supplemental security income by starting to offer an online streamline application for some applicants starting in December. SSI provides monthly payments to provide with people with disabilities and older adults who have little or no income and resources. The initial step, known as iClaim Expansion, aims to establish a fully online simplified iClaim application that leverages user-tested plain language questions, pre-populated answers where possible, seamless step-by-step transitions, and more. The online application aims to reduce the time spent applying as well as the processing time for initial claim decisions. The rollout of the iClaim expansion will generally be available to first-time applicants between 18 and almost 65 who never married and are concurrently applying for Social Security benefits and SSI. A goal of the second phase, currently targeted for late 2025, is to expand this to all applicants. The Wisconsin Public Service Commission voted last week to approve rate increases in 2025 and again in 2026. About 1.5 million natural gas users statewide and roughly 1.6 million electricity users in eastern Wisconsin will be impacted by the increases. Preliminary estimates show the average residential We Energies customer will pay about $17 more for electricity and between $4 and $9 more for gas per month by 2026. The average WPS customer will see rates go up roughly $12 for electricity and $4 for gas over the same time period. The Public Service Commission expects to finalize the rate increase amounts by the end of this year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is warning residents that a couple of new invasive species may be heading this way. According to a Facebook post, the DNR is warning about the hemlock woolly and balsam woolly adelgid moving through Michigan. The insects have not been found in Wisconsin yet, but residents should be on the lookout as they target hemlock and fir trees. An infected tree would look stunted with swollen branches as the insects use toxic saliva on the trees that also causes needles to become discolored and fall. A Badger football staffer has been arrested for OWI. According to Madison police, Jack Del Rio was driving early Friday morning when his vehicle hit a street sign, broke a fence, and came to rest in a yard. Nobody was hurt. Witnesses pointed out Del Rio to officers as he was walking away from the area. Del Rio, who showed signs of impairment and admitted to driving, is charged with OWI, first offense. He was appointed to a senior advisor position by Badger head coach Luke Fickell before the start of the 2024 season. The Badgers were on a bye this weekend. Fickell says Del Rio has stepped down from his role with the team following the arrest. It's 42 degrees in Richland Center at 1219. The new I-130 bridges were officially opened yesterday. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices and more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing, plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment, for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920 with high quality new and used agricultural and industrial equipment for sale. Simpson's Tractor has also been a trusted service center for the repair of tractors and other farm and industrial machinery.
Hi, this is Kendra Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Heinz Turkey Gravy, 12-count case, $5 a case, single jar, 50 cents each. Stovetop Stuffing, $1.75. Libby's Pumpkin Pie Mix, $2.99 or 2 for $5. Duncan Hines Wilderness Cherry Pie Filling, $3.99 or 2 for $6. Pillsbury Cranberry Quick Bread, $2 each. Kraft Mac and Cheese, original and thick and creamy, $1.15. Be sure to look through the cheese cooler for some specialty flavors. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther, located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
It is a cloudy 42 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:22. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation hosted a ribbon cutting for the new Wisconsin 130 bridges over the Wisconsin River in Lone Rock. The efforts were a $40 million multi-year project. Wisconsin DOT Secretary Christina Boardman emphasized the importance of this project.
As we mark the completion of this multi-year project, we look forward to improved safety for all that travel this area. Highways 130 and 133 come together as a connection point for people traveling between the three counties. The busy highways are used by commuters and tourists, but this corridor is also important for freight and agricultural traffic, keeping essential goods moving throughout the region. We're proud to revitalize this critical link with a safer, more reliable infrastructure. These two stunning new bridges replace decades-old structures that reach the end of their service life. The project also reconstructed Highway 133 with comprehensive safety innovations to protect the travelers, including a guardrail and a concrete barrier wall that is designed to reduce crashes and prevent rock falls on the roadway. These were urgent safety needs for the community of Lone Rock and all those that pass through the area.
As part of the Riverway Board, Director Mark Cupp explained that the Riverway Board is statutorily required to work with the Department of Transportation and the Department of Natural Resources on highway bridge projects, such as the Highway 130 bridges.
Therefore, we began working with DOT planners and designers early in the process, looking at alternatives to the existing alignment and focusing on the Highway 14 bridge at Spring Green for some of the design elements related to aesthetic treatments. Clearly, avoiding the rock wall at the south terminus of the bridge was an important feature. Minimizing wetland impacts and impacts on aquatic and terrestrial species of concern and habitats also were important. And then the aesthetics of a major bridge crossing the Wisconsin River. Cooperatively working as a team between different federal, state, and local governmental agencies, private sector contractors and consultants, the new design build format, challenging river flows up and down with records for high flows and low flows in each of the last 2 years. We have arrived at this day at this hour to dedicate the new bridges across the Wisconsin River at Lone Rock, connecting Iowa County to Richland and Sauk counties. A historic and glorious day indeed.
Following the ribbon cutting, the Lone Rock Fire, EMS, Richland County Sheriff's Department, and Iowa County Sheriff's Department held a small parade to commemorate the official opening of the bridge. The American Red Cross is highlighting the ongoing need for blood and platelet donors as festive schedules ramp up this fall. Eligible individuals, especially those with type O blood and those giving platelets, are encouraged to make a donation just ahead of the holiday season. Blood supply momentum must remain steady as the Red Cross has worked this month to recover blood products uncollected due to recent hurricanes. Any disruption in the ability to collect blood can lead to an impact on routine and life-saving medical care. Two blood drives are being held today. The first is running now until 5:30 at St. John's Gym in Muscadet. Help them meet their goal. Walk-in donors are welcome between now and 4. Make a donation and enjoy a hot chicken and dressing sandwich. Today's second blood drive will be held from 12:30 to 5:30 this afternoon at the Lone Rock Community Building. Two blood drives will also be held tomorrow. The first will be from 11 to 4 at Dodgeville High School, with the second from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. The seasons may change, but the need for blood donors stays the same. Give blood or platelets and make a big difference in someone's life by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The Brewer Public Library will host a financial goal-setting workshop this evening from 5:30 to 6:30. This workshop with UW Extension educator Sarah Kubiak is perfect for anyone looking to take charge of their financial future and create a roadmap for success. It is free and open to all. Refreshments will be provided. Register ahead of time by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. Wisconsin residents may have another chance to catch the northern lights early this week, thanks to ongoing geomagnetic storms caused by the sun's normal 11-year cycle. Residents have already had a few chances to get a really good look at the Aurora Borealis spectacle. Conditions tonight will give residents another chance to catch the northern lights, with tonight's display expected to be slightly stronger. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration officials say the peak times are between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invites all Wisconsin libraries to participate in the Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Library program in 2025. The partnership program is a collaborative effort between the DNR, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, and more than 150 libraries across the state to provide library cardholders the opportunity to check out a daily pass to state parks, forest, and recreation areas. Area libraries participating include the Kilbourn Public Library in Wisconsin Dells, the Livingston Public Library, the Mineral Point Public Library, the Reedsburg Public Library, the Spring Green Public Library, the Lawton Memorial Library in Lafarge, and the McIntosh Memorial Library in Viroqua. Passes for the 2025 season will go on sale beginning tomorrow. Libraries interested in participating in this program and community partners interested in supporting their local library's participation should visit the Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Library webpage. As the initiative moves into its fourth year, the DNR continues to expand its scope to include public libraries, university libraries, technical college libraries, and others. Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Library was launched in fall 2022, with 20 public libraries participating in the pilot program. In 2024, 160 libraries with over 200 library locations provided daily Wisconsin State Park and Forest vehicle admission stickers for checkout to library patrons at no cost. Also in 2024, participation in the program was extended to all types of libraries, including specialized libraries. The program expansion is an effort to continue to extend access to the Wisconsin State Park system to new park visitors. DNR staff look forward to welcoming Check Out Wisconsin State Parks pass holders to join in celebrating the Wisconsin State Park System's 125th anniversary by visiting state parks, forests, trails, and recreation areas in 2025. During this milestone year, visitors will have opportunities to explore state park system history, learn more about the state's natural resources, and participate in special outdoor recreation opportunities for users of all abilities. Along with the day pass, library cardholders may receive an informational kit of state park system materials and maps, stickers, accessibility information, and more. Visitors are encouraged to review the visiting a state park webpage to help prepare for their visit. The November Kickapoo Food Pantry will be open as usual this Saturday from 9 to 11 and Monday from 4 to 6. Holiday food boxes will be given out. Please note, however, that due to the holidays, December dates for the pantry have been changed to Saturday, December 14th and Monday, December 16th. Sign up inside the Viola Municipal Building and volunteers will load your vehicle. For more information, call 608-632-1910. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection invites Wisconsin farmers and cooperating entities to apply for Commercial Nitrogen Optimization Pilot Program research grants through January 17th. These grants aim to enhance the understanding of and refine new methods that optimize commercial nitrogen applied to agricultural fields. Eligible applicants must be an agricultural producer or be working with one or more agricultural producers, agree to collaborate with the Universities of Wisconsin on their project, and voluntarily conduct commercial nitrogen optimization field studies for a minimum of 2 years. Pre-approval of the research design must be obtained from UW by December 20th and is required for submitting the final grant application. The grant application request for proposals and other application materials are now available at DATCAP's website. The High Ground will host its annual Winter Veterans Retreat January 31st through February 2nd, along with a one-day ice fishing event on Saturday, February 1st. Veterans are encouraged to shake off the winter blues and discover a new appreciation for the colder season in the company of fellow veterans. The cold, shorter days of winter present challenges for many individuals, and even more so for veterans managing post-traumatic stress. This three-day retreat welcomes both male and female veterans to experience indoor and outdoor therapeutic recreational activities to put the enjoyment back into winter and to better help manage PTS. The scheduled retreat activities include ice fishing, snowshoeing, PTS growth workshops, art instruction, food, and camaraderie. Outdoor activities will be dependent on weather conditions. The retreat will take place at the High Ground and surrounding area. Lodging arrangements for veterans who are registered for the three-day retreat will be made from them at a local motel as part of their reservation. Retreat registration is required by January 17th. A $50 Save My Space fee is required, which will be reimbursed when attending the retreat. Veterans who are unable to attend the entire three-day retreat are invited to join the ice fishing event on Saturday, February 1st. Registration for the ice fishing day is also required by January 17th. However, a Save My Space fee is not required. There is a limit on how many veterans can be accommodated who don't have their own equipment or supplies, so early registration is encouraged. Veterans who are experienced at ice fishing and/or who have their own equipment are still asked to register to get important information and for the event lunch planning. An important note, veterans will need to have a valid Wisconsin fishing license to participate in the ice fishing activity. To register for the three-day retreat or the one-day ice fishing event, email Teresa at museum@thehighground.org or call 715-743-4224 before January 17th. Today's winner in the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle is Eric Wetley. It's 42 degrees in Richland Center at 1234. Today's vital statistics are next.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Care you can grow with. Your family is growing, and so is RAMC. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is adding more nurse midwives to their team of exceptional obstetric care providers. RAMC brings together dedicated nurse midwives, OBGYNs, family practice physicians, and birth center nurses committed to providing exceptional care and the best experience for growing families. To learn more, visit RAMCHealth.com.
It's 42 degrees in Richland Center, 24 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. William P. Billy Bunce, 86 of Woodman, died November 26, 2023 at home. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at Home Again's in Mount Hope. Monty Berger will supply live music. William P. Billy Bunce, 86 of Woodman. Mark D. Trebus, 63 of Prairie du Chien, formerly of Richland Center, died Sunday after an 8-year battle with brain cancer. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, December 1st, from 11 to 3 at the Boaz Community Building. The Garrity Funeral Home of Prairie du Chien is assisting the family. Mark Trebus is survived by two daughters, Caitlin Trebus and Olivia and Timothy Farmer, a sister, Gwen and John Bennett, six grandchildren, and nieces. Mark D. Trebus, 63 of Prairie du Chien, formerly of Richland Center. Wayne E. Clark, 71 of Boaz, died Saturday at home. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Wayne Clark is survived by two children, Stephanie Derrett of Boaz, and Mitchell Pinkham and Tyden Williams of Ithaca. Nine grandchildren, the mother of his children, Karen Clark, and many other relatives and friends. Wayne E. Clark, 71 of Boaz.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court and Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
Having at least one major credit card and using it responsibly is a great way to build healthy credit. At WCCU Credit Union, we recognize that different lifestyles require different options. If you like to keep it simple, we offer a Platinum card. However, if you enjoy earning perks, you'll love our Ruby Rewards or Emerald Cashback cards. Both come with great ways to earn points and some free travel insurance, too. At WCCU, not only do we offer some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, but we also service them locally with people you know and trust. With holiday shopping and traveling coming up, now's a great time to apply online for your card at WCCU.coop. Or for more information, visit any of our WCCU offices.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union. Feel so right.
Attention Medicare D patients. The 2025 Medicare D renewal period has started. Need help reviewing your drug plan options? Stop by Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Even if you're not a current customer, they'll guide you through all the changes for 2025 and help you find the best plan for your needs. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies are here to help you navigate Medicare D, because with them, you're not just a patient, you're family. Visit today for your personalized review.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Neil and Betty Zolick, Jerry Jr. and Julie Hernan, Jim and Janice Wilkinson, and Ryan and Kaylee Bailey. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good day, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're just seeing some scattered clouds drift across the region today, mixed with a little sunshine, otherwise seasonably cool temperatures in place. High pressure should keep us on the dry side through midday tomorrow, but a front will be sliding in by tomorrow evening, should bring some light rain across the region, starting soonest in the south and west portions of the area. Not expecting anything heavy here, probably just like a tenth of an inch or a little bit more. We do expect slightly greater amounts back in parts of Minnesota, as well as far eastern Wisconsin and Michigan. Once that system pulls away, we're back to quiet weather from later Thursday all the way through Sunday, and temperatures will continue to hover a good 10 degrees above normal. There are signs of a larger storm system brewing across the plains early next week, could slowly wobble to the northeast and bring us several days of showers for the mid and end of next week. Possibly enough cold air coming in toward the end of next week to see some wet snow mix in as well. So we'll certainly keep an eye on that. Here's that forecast for today. Partly sunny and cool as temperatures reach the upper 40s. Southeast wind between 5 and 12. Partly cloudy tonight, low near 34. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy and breezy. 50% chance of light rain by late afternoon. High about 51 with a southeast wind of 10 to 18. Periods of light rain for Wednesday night, low at 49 degrees. Thursday, more clouds and sun with a high of 51. Friday, partly cloudy and pleasant, low 36, the high 54. Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy and mild, low 34 with a high of 56. Sunday, mixed skies, breezy and still mild, low 41 with highs in the mid-50s. And Monday, increasing clouds, low 33, high 53. A chance of some light rain coming up later Monday night and especially next Tuesday. Have yourself a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 42 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 49, our low this morning was 23. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 42. The record high for this state set in 1902 is 64 degrees. The record low 3 was set in 1982. Last year's high was 60 with a low of 37. Sunset tonight will be at 4:40 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:52. Currently in Richland Center, we have west to southwest winds 2 to 4 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.29 and no precipitation to report. It is a cloudy 42 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Feral pigs can be a hazard to your health and to your livestock's health. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
As feral pigs continue to spread across portions of the U.S., you do well to keep your distance from them. In Texas, where the feral pig population is estimated at 2.5 million head, Brent Moore is a regional veterinarian with the Texas Department of State Health Services.
And when we think of biosecurity measures on farm operations, we're thinking of farm-to-farm transition of pathogens, and we also work to keep the animals inside the property. But we don't oftentimes manage effectively keeping wildlife populations from getting into the farm operations.
Moore says feral pigs can carry zoonotic diseases, which can transmit to humans and, of course, to other livestock. You may not know if your farm animals have been in contact with them.
When you go to your doctor, let them know that you work in an environment where you can be exposed to these organisms. These are diseases that aren't super common, but they're probably underdiagnosed and not recognized as frequently as they could be because of a lack of knowledge of being exposed to these organisms.
For additional resources on protecting yourself and your farm operation, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Look back at the 2024 harvest. Hello, I'm Brandon Peoples with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Make next year's harvest your best yet with Pioneer brand Power Core Enlist corn, which delivers long-lasting protection against above-ground insects and superior flexibility in weed control. A Central Iowa farmer says his 2024 harvest wrapped up at the end of October, and some of his crop was below expectations. Tim Bartle raises soybeans, corn, and hogs.
If we would have been able to harvest our corn and soybeans at the right moisture, it probably
would have been about where we expected. We harvested 10% corn moisture and 8% soybeans, and you're giving up a lot of yield when it dries down like that.
He tells Brownfield there were very few delays.
It was really a pretty smooth harvest all the way around. You could sure tell it at the elevators and ethanol plants that everybody's crop was dry and everybody was there all at once, and pretty much then everybody was done.
Bartle says he didn't have any grain storage issues this year. A Western Nebraska cattle producer says she's concerned with ongoing drought and market volatility. Jacqueline Wilson tells Brownfield after getting great rainfall in the spring, it's been mostly dry.
I think that's been one of the challenges, is making sure our grazing management systems are in place, you know, our drought management program is in place, and really focusing on those cattle well-being, I think, has been at the foremost of everything right now.
She says while the beef market is seeing record prices, producers are mindful that can change in any time.
I think the difference between like this cycle and some of the current ones is we're not seeing the rebuild numbers near as fast as we've seen them in the past. Some people are rebuilding, but it's not this really positive trajectory, and I think that's kind of a little concerning.
Brownfield interviewed Wilson during the Nebraska Beef Summit near Meade, Nebraska. The USDA reports the sale of more than 110,000 tons of U.S. corn to Mexico for delivery this marketing year. Mexico is the biggest buyer of U.S. corn, recently stepping up purchases after a decline in price. The USDA's next round of supply and demand estimates is out December 10th. Technology continues to improve cattle diagnostics in feedlots. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more.
Using ultrasound, veterinary professionals can determine lung scores to decide the course of treatment for an animal shoot side. Dr. Luis Feitosa with the Beef Cattle Institute at Kansas State University explains what he's looking for during the ultrasound.
It ranges 1 through 5, so 1 being a normal animal in a way that we did not find any abnormality or artifacts, and 5 being an animal that it is the highest level of severity in the pathology or involvement of lungs.
Dr. David Russo with Butterfly Network says ultrasound technology, like what's used in the Butterfly IQ3, has advanced significantly since its inception.
It's such a great fit for this particular use case to make sure that they're making better choices. Animal stewardship, antimicrobial stewardship, all of those things, better outcomes for the animals and the producers.
I'm Megan Grabner for Brownfield.
And I'm Brandon Peoples for Brownfield.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
For top quality post-frame buildings, see Burnham Lumber Company of Rui. Burnham's has been constructing buildings in the tri-state area since 1954. That's 70 years of building experience. Machine sheds, cattle sheds, freestall, an amp, parlor setups, garages, insulated shops, storage and commercial buildings, residential shouses, and much more, all built to your exact needs. Call 943-6323 today to schedule your construction project. Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, recognized by the NFBA and the FBA as an accredited post-frame builder.
Tuesday at midday, direct cash cattle markets are quiet and cash hogs are steady. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update. Direct cash cattle markets are quiet. Asking prices have surfaced at 188 to 189 on the live basis in the south, but no bids are being reported as of yet. It looks like widespread trade will wait until the second half of the week. This week's show list does look mixed, larger in Texas, but smaller in Colorado, Kansas, and Nebraska. At the Oklahoma National Stockyards feeder cattle sale Monday, compared to the previous week, feeder steers were $2 to $4 higher, except 6 to 7 weights, which were up $10, while feeder heifers were steady to 2 higher, and steer and heifer calves were 10 to 20 higher. USDA says demand was very good for an average quality offering, with aggressive demand for calves, partially due to recent rain helping wheat pastures. Receipts were up on the week, down on the year. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 5 to 600 pounds sold at 280 to 329. Those 6 to 7 weight steers range from 255 to 279. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 500 to 600 pounds reported at 240 to 283. 600 to 700 pound heifers brought 230 to 255. Box beef at midday was modestly higher with light movement. Choice was up 61 cents at 308.82 and select beef was 36 higher at 282.20. Cash hogs are steady with moderate opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Most buyers are likely in need of at least some near-term supplies after slow trade last week and a slow start to this week. There is talk market-ready numbers are tighter than previously projected, but demand could be limited by what looks like the start of a lower trend in the wholesale market. The major direct markets are not reported due to confidentiality. The five-day rolling average is $84.01 for national direct barrows and gilts and $84.70 in the Western Corn Belt. Butcher hogs at the Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garneville, Iowa markets today are steady at 60. Pork at midday fell another $2.23 to $99.23. Loins and bellies were sharply lower, another big drop in that belly primal, which more than canceled out gains in butts, picnics, ribs, and hams. And over at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange at midday today, live and feeder cattle are higher, waiting for that direct cash cattle business to get going. Feeders do have additional support from today's lower trade in corn. Meanwhile, hogs are mixed, now on the mostly lower side of things, adjusting spreads and uncertain about sustained domestic demand. We're online at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Livestock Update.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Soybeans and corn are lower, cattle are higher, hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Farming is in your DNA and Stein's as well. They offer seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans are lower today, monitoring the generally favorable crop weather in South America, which has pushed planting forward. There's also spillover from soybean oil and global vegetable oils on demand concerns. January beans are 18 lower at 10.04 and a quarter. March is down 18 and a quarter at 10.17. December soybean meals 3.10 lower at 2.92, and December soybean oils down 219 at 45.95. Corn's down, watching planting and development conditions in Argentina and Brazil, along with the very tail end of this year's U.S. harvest. Mexico did buy 110,500 tons of U.S. corn this morning. December's down 2.5 at 427 and 3/4. March is 3.5 lower at 439 and a quarter. And wheat's down with more rain in the forecast for the plains, while parts of the eastern Midwest remain very dry. Harvest is ongoing in Argentina, and Australia's crop could be larger than expected. December Chicago's 14 and a quarter lower at 551 and a quarter. December Kansas City's down 13 and a quarter at 546 and a quarter. December Minneapolis wheat's 12 lower at 580. Live and feeder cattle are higher ahead of this week's direct business, with box beef up at midday. Feeders are picking up additional support from that lower moving corn. December live's 92 higher at 184.62, and February's up 92 at 186.30. January feeders are $1.15 higher at 243.40. And hogs are mixed on spread trade, the steady cash, and the sharply lower midday move in pork. Midwest butchers are steady, so's Illinois Direct Sows. December lean's up 50 at 82.27. February's now 42 higher at 86.35. We're online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
A rise in fluid milk consumption. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Milk is packed with essential nutrients, including calcium, vitamin D, protein, potassium, and B vitamins like riboflavin and B12. In fact, because of its nutritional profile, it's often considered a complete food. Alex Peterson with the United Dairy Industry Association says recently there's been an uptick in fluid milk consumption.
People are starting to get a taste of the good stuff, this value-added, high fat. It's what people are looking for. They're looking for health benefits. And I think as people really dig into good nutrition and health benefits, dairy not only hits all the marks on that, but we've got the flavor profile too that most health foods don't have. So I'm not surprised as people look to nourish themselves, they come back to a good old glass of cold milk.
Milk comes in several fat content varieties, including whole milk, which is 3.25% fat, 2% milk, 1% milk, and skim milk, which is 0% fat. Milk is often associated with bone health because it's so rich in calcium and vitamin D, which are crucial to strong bones. The calcium in milk is particularly well absorbed by the human body. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
The Hartungs were a family long before they became a business. Galen and Lorna Hartung taught their kids about hard work and honesty, not just in words, but in action. Randy Hartung remembers the day he learned the value of work. His parents handed him a bill for his sixth grade school clothes. From there, he and his siblings earned their way by mowing lawns, helping on farms, and sweeping floors at the co-op. Today, that family-driven dedication continues at Hartung Brothers, where they still prioritize honesty, hard work, and meeting customers' needs.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A judge overseeing the Trump hush money trial delaying sentencing recommendations.